This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Former Italian Health Minister Roberto Speranza is under investigation for homicide after emails reveal that from the very start of the vaccinations, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal deaths and serious side effects in order to reassure Italian citizens of their safety and to not jeopardize the vaccination campaign. The story has been reported on both German and Italian news networks. I will now provide an English translation.
The Rome Public Prosecutor's Office is investigating Roberto Speranza, the Italian government's health minister, during the time of COVID measures. He was responsible for the vaccination campaign. The investigations are the result of complaints related to the so-called AIFA emails from the Italian Medicines Agency. The former director of AIFA, Nicola Magrini, is also under investigation. The publication of these internal emails revealed that they had been aware of the dangers of the COVID vaccination from the start. The accusation is that the responsible minister and the head of the drug authority knowingly and deliberately exposed the unsuspecting Italian population to this risk. Yes, they encouraged Italians to get vaccinated. Vaccination was even made mandatory for certain professional groups. Consequently, many side effects, including fatal ones, came to light. The investigations are for murder, serious bodily harm, and more, because Speranza and Magrini evidently gave instructions to the local health authorities to conceal the deaths and serious side effects that occurred immediately after the vaccinations began, in order not to jeopardize the vaccination campaign and to reassure the citizens about their safety. The responsible minister and the head of AIFA are now expected to answer for these actions, according to the complaints from the police unions and the financial police, as well as from the private organization Listen to Me, which represents 4,200 people damaged by vaccines. In Italy, police officers and teachers were subjected to mandatory COVID vaccination. Here is the former health minister, Roberto Speranza, proudly announcing vaccination statistics in Italy.
We have now reached a massively significant percentage of vaccinated people in Italy, 89.41%. Therefore, currently in Italy, just over 10% of the population remains unvaccinated.
Well, today, Roberto Speranza is under investigation for lies he allegedly told about vaccines. Among the crimes he is accused of are ideological falsehood and murder. Look, this is the document we are showing you tonight exclusively. It states the former minister Roberto Speranza, along with Nicola Magrini, the former general manager of AIFA, are both registered in the investigative records of the Rome Prosecutor's Office.
Last week, the House of Representatives of the Philippines passed a resolution to investigate over 260,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2021 and 67,000 unexplained excess deaths in 2022. The next day, they were hit by a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, popular talk show host Tim Peters is in the studio. Has one more segment. The great Drew Hernandez takes over, always informative. And then you're going to interview me for your show. When's that going to air?
Not really quite sure.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting because none of this is pre-planned. I love the stuff on the internet, like, oh, it's all pre-planned, it's all this and that. No, it's not. We take your calls. They're real calls. Guests are real guests. Come in here and talk about whatever you want. I believe in that. I believe in free speech. I am a free speech absolutist. We're on a lot of radio stations, so we just can't say cuss words over and over again or they get fines. But other than that, we can basically do whatever we want. Stu, we just did an hour on Israel. Great. That's there. People can come get what they want from that. But big picture, cyber attacks imminent, civil war, all these movies about it, the election, Trump, the indictments. What do you think we're about to see next year?
Well, they're telegraphing everything we're going to see. I mean, this Barack and the guy pretending to be Michelle Obama with their new, what is this, Live Another Day? Or
Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike. And so they're telling us the cyber attacks. Isn't this what the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab have been trying to condition the American public to accept?
Yeah, now they put it in full pop gear.
Yeah.
Before they were pre-programming, I'm really concerned.
What did they say at John Miller on the other day? One of these actors, this is Sandra Bullock or somebody, one of these washed up people says, don't just dole out trust to anybody, especially white people. They're just saying this. What if you said that about Jews? What if you said that about black people? And I hate to be the guy that...
Well, there's no doubt that Hollywood's promoting racial division.
I hate to be the Sean Hannity, just continue to point out the hypocrisy. What I'm about is moving the ball. What I'm about is implementing a strategy for Americans to take America back. And when you talk about Trump 2024, when you talk about any congressional elections, when you talk about presidential elections, I mean, I think that they've been stolen for a very long time. I think that they've been rigged and set up. I don't know if Trump was the guy that they needed to come and shake everything up and to polarize every single topic that we have. I don't know if it was, to create. You say that they want violence in the streets. I agree with that. I think that there is violence in the streets. I mean, look at what we saw over the summer of love in 2020, $12 billion in damage carried out, and instigated by sitting members of Congress. While people robbed and raped and looted, you talk about Antifa, they targeted police officers, they assassinated them, they threw Derek Chauvin in prison. They're trying to throw Trump in prison for hundreds of years. They've got J6ers still being held as prisoners of war on American soil. I mean, we are a country that's being attacked by its own government. We are at war right now, and too many people are complacent. Too many people are apathetic. Too many people are willfully ignorant. And, when you say things like, it's catchy phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. Well, who the hell are we to think that we can just inherit this country that was built on the sacrifice of those who died in piles of spent shell casings in these useless and fake wars to give us individual liberty, bodily autonomy, and freedom? When is it going to be our time to actually do something to take our country back? And what does that look like? We're not going to vote our way out of this. And it doesn't really matter who's in power right now. If they're subservient to whether it's the Chinese communists, if they're subservient to the Middle East because of our oil, if they're subservient to the central banking criminal cabal, if they're subservient to Israel, it doesn't matter. But they're not doing the bidding of the American people. They are all controlled. And when you talk about counter-narratives and you look at somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez versus Marjorie Taylor Greene, aren't they the same person? They get their topics
I like Marjorie Taylor Greene's.
AOC, but in our fake system of this two-party representative...
Yeah, but everybody says everybody's fake. I mean, MTG's a great lady, and I love her, and she stands up for free speech and everything. It's a sweetheart. I know you go after her a lot. Why?
Well, she's lied many times. I'm going to go up against rhinos. I'm gonna do all this for the J6ers. Photo opportunities. I mean...
She's had hearings about the poison shots.
I think that we have much bigger problems on our hands that need to be dealt with imminently, or we are going to...
How about we spend time on Dick Durbin instead of MTG?
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, we've got a handful of the best Congress people.
Didn't Dick Durbin just make it impossible for the Epstein client log to ever come
out? Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I see your show some. You do it in informative. I watch it some, and it's like... But I'm like, oh, MTG's the issue of our problem?
I just don't think that we have anybody in our government that's really legitimately doing the bidding of the people. I don't think that we have a legitimate structure.
Well, once you're in the government, though, it's very hard. I think she's trying to get stuff done.
What I meant when I said the difference between AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene is that they get their talking points. These are people who have to constantly have issues, but finding solutions to the issues puts them out of work. So for AOC, it's what? The environment and racism and environmental racism. And for Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's exposing the deep state and crushing rhinos and January 6ers. But if there's ever a solution that's presented by members of our government, then we don't need to fund the government.
Wait a minute. Just because they're trying to fix stuff and they haven't doesn't mean she's bad.
It's cyclical. Every single representative in our government.
But Stu, you're a likable guy, but it's easy to armchair quarterback and then say that she, why hasn't she fixed everything?
I don't think that she needs to single-handedly fix anything. What I'm merely pointing out is that it doesn't matter if it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or AOC. Use Dick Durbin as an example if you want to. We don't have a government that does...
Or Mitch McConnell, the evil turtle.
Sure, the turtle lord. Or
the
Raytheon whore, you know, Lindsey Graham, or Eye Patch Guy, Dan Crenshaw.
Now you're talking. Those are people that are really bad.
These people want to kill everyone, I mean, on the planet.
So take Joe Rogan. He's gotten a lot better. He's waking up. He's not controlled by anybody. I know Joe. He's in a process. He's getting better.
I think we all do. Every day we try to get better at what we do. Every day we try to dig for more information and discuss.
You think they killed Trump? Because I don't know what else they can do now. They're really screwed the pooch on this.
They will absolutely kill Trump. Yeah. And now we're hearing that Jack Smith is coming with more indictments that Donald Trump actually orchestrated and tried to carry out, you know, an insurrection against the U.S. government. This is a crime that's punishable by death. So, I mean, they could kill him illegitimately. They could poison him. They could assassinate him. Or they could kill him, you know, under the fake law. This is really dangerous. The times that we're in are very dangerous. When our DOJ
But Stu, Trump's daughter has Jewish children and is super pro-Israel, but Trump's good and they want to kill him. Come on, that's what I'm saying. It's more sophisticated.
I didn't say Trump was good. I don't know what's going on with Trump. I know that the Trump of 2015 is not the Trump that we're seeing right now.
So you don't support Trump?
I don't think Trump is a solution. I don't think any one man...
Well, I don't think we should put all our faith in Trump. I agree with that, but I think Trump's good. He wants prosperity. He's trying to...
I mean, he wants a merited economy. He wants a border, and that's a great place to start. If we had a border that was... I mean, a real border. We have a non-existent border.
No, I hear you. So I'm just saying there's a lot of diversity out there in the ideas. What are you going to interview me about?
I just want to have real conversation about mobilizing the American people. We've got to start moving the ball towards solutions.
Yeah, well, what about your statement? Because I think violence is not the answer. You agree with that, right?
You know, I don't like unnecessary violence. I don't think that anybody should be attacked for their ideologies. I don't think that anybody should be attacked for their faith, for their religion. I don't think anybody should be attacked for their race or their ethnicity. But I don't believe that there's a political solution to the problems that we're facing. And the last thing that I want to do is leave the mess that we have now, a country that's deteriorating.
So what are the military targets?
To my children. I don't want to leave this fight to them.
Well, you think violence might be an answer? Well, what are
I don't think that it's the answer, but I think that it may be inevitable. I don't.
If it's inevitable, then we should be talking about targets.
I don't support violence. I don't support that. I'm not calling for anybody to go and act violently. But what I am saying is that...
Because you're ready to party. You're at 3 a.m. right now.
The Constitution tells us what to do with a government that is oppressive to our God-given constitutional inherent inalienable rights. And that is to remove or abolish that form of government and to replace it with a government that's representative of the people. And I think that we would be derelict in our duties if we didn't start talking about what that looks like. Because that's what we have.
Well, and they're trying to start a physical war. They may trigger it with false flags, then we're in it. So, yeah, we got to have a discussion about that. Maybe we'll talk about that on your show. I guess it'll air sometime next week.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, StuPeters.com, at RealStuPeters on Twitter. Yeah, you like Elon Musk?
I agree with what he's doing lately, and I'm glad that he reinstated you. Welcome back to Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, you can't disagree with that. All right, are you
standing up to advertisers and telling them to F off?
All right, Stu Peters. All right, Drew Hernandez takes over now. Then Owen Schroyer in 45 minutes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Worldwide, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, the most banned transmission in the universe. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Good to see every single one of you guys watching wherever you're at. Band.video, rumble.com, radio listeners, wherever. We appreciate every single one of you guys. With the rise of the occult and the rise of Satanism and globalism all wrapped in one, with the spirit of the Antichrist making strides through proxy organizations and individuals like the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, John Kerry with the climate death cult agenda and machine that is slowly, I could say, really losing credibility, but at the same time rapidly showing their true colors because millions of people are falling for it. But millions of people are waking up to this reality. They are getting red-pilled. But slowly but surely, we are making progress with those made in the image of God realizing that they're made in His image because they've been given free will. And you see the rise of the occult, very similar to ancient civilizations in history's past, hundreds, thousands of years ago. Many ancient civilizations from the Babylonians, look at the Tower of Babel and the worldwide government that erected the tower to ascend above God because they had Lucifer in their hearts. You can see this everywhere. You see this in Roman culture and interfacing with the occult. You take a look at modern times with Nazis interfacing with mediums and the occult. And you see this in civilizations attempting to interface with entities for the sake of advanced wisdom, for the sake of what they believe to be advanced technology. And I think right now, as we go further into the future, we are going to see this resurgence because humanity goes through cycles. The timeline goes through cycles. Civilizations go through cycles. And near the end of a civilization or a superpower, you see the same thing. You see, like I said, Egyptians, Babylonians, you go across the entire timeline for humanity, and there's always a huge push to interface with beings that offer them and deliver them some kind of advanced wisdom that they believe to be technology. Or they view individuals with supernatural abilities that have the ability to contact these entities to deliver off-world, what they believe off-world supernatural knowledge, wisdom that the Bible calls demonic wisdom, by the way, in the book of James. And you've seen this exactly with Aztec, Mayans, and ancient civilizations that practice human sacrifice and the slaughter of humans and the dismemberment of humans. I mean, America is doing that right now with babies. America is doing that right now with children in and outside of the womb, slaughtering their bodies, dismembering their body parts. And then women that are super cringe, that are all, you know, so-called boss babies, you know, boss babes that are so obsessed. It's my career. It's my career. That's the human blood sacrifice. You have these selfish retard fornicators, okay? That's the reason for abortion and slaughtering babies, because all these retard boss babe feminazi types, what do they do? What do? They all say the same thing. Well, I need to get an abortion because of my dreams. Because of my dreams. I can't let go of my career. I can't. I'm not ready. So then why are you a whore? Why are you fornicating? What are you doing with your life? Well, I have to sacrifice and dismember this baby because of my dreams, my career and my dreams. We have to murder this child because of my dreams. Screw your career and screw your dreams. But the point is, that's actually our modern day child human sacrifice. You are sacrificing a baby. You are shedding their blood to sacrifice their future, sacrifice their life, sacrifice their right to live and have a shot at life. You're sacrificing that as a selfish, fornicating whore for your career. Their blood for your career. Their blood for your future. Their blood for your job and your dreams. You see, like I said, civilization goes through cycles, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And I think the United States of America is currently going through a cycle of out in the open Luciferianism, out in the open Satanism. You're seeing this in state capitals. You're seeing this at elementary schools, K through 12, public school, with the Satanic Temple infiltrating very rapidly many schools across the United States of America. And it's interesting because, you know, they try to spin it as, well, you know, it's all just a joke. You know, we just really want to gaslight people. We want to trigger people by using Satan and using pentagrams, by going after children, because we do it all in the guise of free speech. Right. And then even in Cosmopolitan, preteen teenage girl magazine, famous, targeting young girls to teach them satanic rituals and seances while they're taking drugs, murdering children, practicing human sacrifice. You see, the United States of America is not in a place, and our world is not in a place where Satanism is being pushed and Luciferianism is being pushed on our society, on our children, on our culture. We've already gotten past that. It's totally embraced with the removal of God and everything, with this retardation of separation in church and state, whatever that means. So what is separation in church of state? That's satanic. Okay. That's an operation of Lucifer, because they've switched that. They've inverted that, and they've turned that into the church not being able to engage in the affairs of mankind, a civilization, or a government. And then you get cucked out churches and pastors that go along with that because they want to keep their comfy little mega church 501c3 tax write-offs. Don't piss off the government, pastor, because if you do, then you're going to lose your tax write-off positions. So who do you worship? Big God or big government and the 501c3, my little friend? This has happened all over the United States of America, and it's an agenda of Satan. The church should 100%, born-again Christians should 100% be in full operational infiltration of the governments of the world. Because the other side does this. The Luciferians and the Satanists do this. The commies do this. The critical Marxists do this. With all their critical race theory, the cultural Marxists do this. And everybody else gets to do this. Everybody else gets to infiltrate government. Everybody else gets to infiltrate education, the scientific community, the medical community. They get to infiltrate even the sports arena. They get to infiltrate everything with their depravity, with their Satanism and their Luciferianism and their pedophilia and their doctrines of demons. But separation of church and state, bro. Listen, you guys know me. I'm a Christ supremacist. I wear that crown with honor. I'll get canceled for that. You know, when people come around, they say, Drew Hernandez is a Christian nationalist. He's a Christian fascist. Dude, that's weak. Stop saying that about me. That's not based enough. Let's take it a little further and make it a little more biblical. I am a Christ supremacist. I believe in the supremacy of Jesus Christ in every aspect of life. The seen world and the unseen world, above all principalities and powers. All right. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in government, outside of government, education. I believe the supremacy of Jesus Christ shall invade all of humanity, take over all of humanity. Because you know what? The kingdom of God is at hand, and it's inevitable anyways. People want to know how we restabilize culture. People want to know why we're being invaded with Luciferianism and doctrines of demons from every nation on the face of planet Earth. Whether we're being invaded and infiltrated from the CCP or the Ukraine or Israel or whoever it may be. Lucifer has his hands in everything. This world, this nation needs to come back to the one true God, because everything that has been infiltrated is because God has been removed from all of these institutions. So we're paying the price. We got a lot of...
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Civilization works in cycles. So every time you look at organizations like the World Economic Forum, or whenever the World Health Organization, or any type of NGO that is in cahoots or is in lockstep with any type of globalist agenda, they call themselves shareholders of the future, of what they believe to be the global utopia of the future that's perfected by humanity, which is never going to happen. Humanity has fallen and will never have a perfect world apart from Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. And that is the heart of Lucifer, to counterfeit what Christ is, what Christ will do, because he wants to be God and ascend above God. So the global Luciferian cults, like I said, the death cult with all the climate change death cult organizations and NGOs with John Kerry, or whether you look at the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization, the CDC, you name it. or the big ESG machines with the DEI machines discriminating against white people predominantly, especially in the United States of America, because a woke, retarded black person will get a job before a high IQ intellectual white person based off of the color of the skin. And so as we continue to see this, you guys, they know very well, because they're empowered by these satanic powers, how civilizations work in cycles. So when you take a look at the World Economic Forum, and we're going to go over this report today because this has to do with our future, especially in terms of globalism, that's why they come out and they've always done this for decades. This is Agenda 2020. This is Agenda 2021. This is Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050. By the year 20X, Y, and Z, there will be this, there will be that. And that's why Klaus Schwab is always emphasizing becoming masters of the future by mastering the technologies of today or the technologies of the future. Because that is how they're going to control humanity, because they understand this and they fundamentally know this. So when you take a look at the white papers, and which is interesting, and people should know this by now, when the World Economic Forum or these globalists, they put their writings up, it's like their own satanic, you know, self-fulfilling prophecies that they want to roll out on humanity. These people are absolutely serious about installing what they want to do technologically, which I think is pretty interesting, because a new white paper came out early December, about a week ago, that has to do with the future of communication and information in our world, not just our country, but in our world. This is Infowars.com. The World Economic Forum likens misinformation to a cybersecurity issue and calls for more action. This is a 16-page document. People can read this for themselves. A white paper by the World Economic Forum, where they are redefining what cybersecurity literally is. Now, according to a recent study by the World Economic Forum and allied organizations, cybersecurity concerns are taking on new dimensions. Misinformation and disinformation disseminated via the internet are now being framed as a key challenge in ensuring cybersecurity. The troubling report was launched on December 5th and designated as Cybersecurity Futures 2030 New Foundations. The study in depth goes over the future of cybersecurity lies rather than safeguarding the integrity and source of data. This introduces a novel perspective on the significance of locating and quashing fabricated information, cynically tagged as mis or disinformation, held in the cybersecurity domain. Now, when you go over this report in detail, one of the main highlights that I really want to emphasize in this report, in their own words, is that the World Economic Forum is now looking to the year 2030. And they talked about this in Davos 23. They talked about a massive cyber attack going on in our world within the next 2 years. And now this white paper has rolled out by the World Economic Forum, where they are wargaming and they are planning and they are preemptively preparing, as, you know, Bill Gates likes to say, with the Cybersecurity Futures 2030 World Economic Forum white paper document. This is pretty fresh off the New World Order Press. And within this document, they talk about what cybersecurity looks like in our future. And you and I will know cybersecurity as protecting our private data. And you and I would think of cybersecurity as protecting intel, information, whether it's our medical history or whether it's our family history or whether it's our credit card, bank accounts, private information, social security, you name it, or whatever you have on your own private home computer. The protection of information, also in a militarized national security perspective as well, you would probably think of it the exact same way. Cyber attacks that are meant to infiltrate American digital infrastructure, power grids, etc., you name it, right? But what the World Economic Forum is now doing within this new 2030 report, they have now redefined even what cybersecurity even means. So they have taken that from making sure that data is protected, but in the future, New World Order, in the mind of the globalist World Economic Forum, they are now pontificating and redefining that cybersecurity also means the integrity of the information that's being protected. These are their own words. So they are taking it from just not only protecting information, but we want to not only monopolize information, we want to monopolize the integrity of the information. So that's why now in the name of cybersecurity, it's the same thing they've done with 9/11 with the Patriot Act. It's the same thing they've done post 2020. Stay home, save lives, wear 10 masks, save lives, take 10 jabs and 10 boosters, save lives in the name of safety and security, sacrifice your freedoms for the sake of safety and security, etc., right? And now they're taking it in a technological dimension because that's the future. And they expect, even in this report, they talk about making sure that companies and governments and elected officials re-educate individuals when it comes to the new defined terms and the new defined world of what cybersecurity actually looks like. And they will build an army, re-educating armies of people in various different companies that are aware of what cybersecurity and fighting against cyber attacks is truly supposed to look like, and educating them on what does disinformation mean? What does a disinformation campaign look like? What truly is misinformation? While the context of this report as well, they are now redefining, saying, well, we have to protect the integrity of the actual information itself. So we all know what that means, right? We know that it is just another ESG DEI program that is going to be all gay, woke, New World Order, and everything is going to be judged based upon this SJW social justice mindset, communist, cultural Marxist ideology that's already infiltrated corporate America and the governments of the world. So now they're going to roll that out in a cybersecurity context. You see, this is how they're going to weaponize and harness the entire internet across the entire world. And they're going to continue to push this further and further and further and further and further, where now it will give them a right. Okay, well, we are Big Brother, and we will be the ones to offer you cybersecurity. We will protect your data. Oh, but by the way, we have to make sure that your data is up to par, because the fact checkers and all the homosexual BLM fat black women are going to sit there and they're going to sift through all your information. And if it's not up to par, if we declare that this is hate speech, well, then they are going to go after you and consider you probably one of the misinformation and disinformation agents. This is the Trojan horse to even further out in the open. Guys, we already know. That the NSA, the CIA, intelligence agencies, they're already breaching American privacy. These people can look at all your intel, they can hack all of your phones, they can do anything they want, they can literally look into every aspect of your entire life. If you have security cameras like Ring in your home, they can look into that too and watch you and your wife walking around at home, right? And your children. But this is coming in the form of, well, we're here to protect you. So not only do we have to protect your info, but we have to make sure that your information is actually up to par according to our standards. So yes, this is how the New World Order is going to function in this age of technocracy. Well, we will prop ourselves up as your protector because you are too low IQ and a stupid human, so you need us to re-educate you. It's literally the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. The World Economic Forum is wargaming a future out in the open. Matrix.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I want to invite you guys to make sure you guys go subscribe to my Rumble channel, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow me on X, at Drew H Live. If you could find me, I'm severely shadow banned on there. So if you could find me, I guess, follow me on X, at Drew H Live. But also make sure to support the InfoWar by going to InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Keep Band.Video, Free Speech Systems, and InfoWars alive by funding the InfoWar. Independent, fully supported by We the People, You the People. 40% off Basso Beat, 25% off Survival Shield X2, 40% off DNA Force Plus. Order now the InfoWars Christmas Mega Super Sale. Shop now. Sales up to 60% off. Free shipping and double the Patriot points. Support the InfoWar now. 2024 is going to be huge for InfoWars. Just going to predict it. Just going to predict it now. But let's get back into the information, ladies and gentlemen and InfoWarriors. Like I said, speaking of these globalist proxies and arms and institutions of Satan himself, World Economic Forum, Wargaming for 2030, like I said, to monopolize information, redefining what cybersecurity actually means as a breach of your information to control your information, but also the World Health Organization is making strides as well for the year 2024 to seize full power by the year 2026. Here's another article at InfoWars.com. These amendments would open the door to a dangerous global health bureaucracy. So they are seeking to add amendments to a 2005 accord here in the United States of America that will give the World Health Organization even more broader powers, not only across the globe, but in the United States of America currently. And these amendments are to be negotiated on and decided by the year 2024. And according to the report, it's looking they will be installed by the year 2026 as of right now. But this is being pushed in our world. And some of these amendments are very concerning. One of them including a consolidation of a global health bureaucracy, including states in the United States of America. Each state, they want to nominate a national IHR focal point for the implementation of health measures under these regulations. These focal points could avail of World Health Organization capacity building and technical assistance. IHR focal points, presumably manned by unelected bureaucrats and experts, would be essentially nodes in a new World Health Organization-led global health bureaucracy. So some kind of World Health Organization headquarters in each state, appointed by a World Health Organization individual or governor in each state that will be in total obedience, that will be the experts giving advice during a pandemic by the World Health Organization in the United States of America, unelected, not chosen, placed there by a global entity. We all know how 2020 went down with the World Health Organization and the CDC. So essentially a bunch of Dr. Faucis in each state overriding each governor of the United States of America. I mean, this is where this is what I'm telling and what InfoWars and Alex Jones has been telling the entire public for decades, how these people coordinate, and they're very strategically scheming and calculated where they even geographically put people before they launch a pandemic, before they launch the kill switch, or they launch another pathogen or a bioweapon on humanity. And these amendments also include the World Health Organization having the ability to seize global martial law powers, essentially. They get to decide what a pandemic is. They will get to decide how long a pandemic lasts, and they will get to decide just exactly how that country or that civilization or that state and what measures they will take necessary according to medicine in order to thwart the spread of a virus, according to the World Health Organization. They will seize these powers in order to be able to dictate this. And we know exactly what they wanted in 2020 and 2021. That's why I believe 2020 was a beta test of things to come. They will launch worse pathogens. They will launch worse bioweapons. And they will start to geographically coordinate, because all of these amendments are to be discussed 2024 to be decided and fully implemented at the latest the year 2026. Like I said, they operate in cycles. Like I said, they operate on a timeline. And like I said, they are strategically calculating how they are going to geographically take ground and territory before they launch these operations. So 2020 was a huge testing ground, not only for the CCP, but for the CDC and the World Health Organization and the globalist powers out there that will, in the name of medical health, will push their medical tyranny and their psycho-mad scientist experiments on humans, probably for the next 40 years if nothing is done. Not only do we have to talk about this, but some serious legislative strides and actions need to be taken immediately. And I would like, I mean, I don't think we're going to get it, because I think our government, the House just went on vacation until January, signing another $100 million, billion, you know, deal for every other government in the world except for us, while, you know, people are struggling over Christmas. But I think our so-called elected officials need to seriously take a look at the World Health Organization and the CDC and the World Economic Forum and truly see them for what they really are. Threats to the Republic, threats to the Union, threats to humanity, and threats to our God-given freedoms, and an ultimate overarching threat to the Constitution of the United States of America. These amendments will bypass our free rights. Even in these amendments, they are considering even redefining and removing statements regarding that this advice should be given in the sense of free humanity, or, you know, every single human being having the freedom to be able to make decisions for themselves. I'm paraphrasing. And they want to remove that and replace it with all kinds of ESG SJW talk. So they don't believe in the free will of humanity. They don't believe in the free choice of humanity. They don't believe in human beings making decisions for themselves. They don't believe in humanity making choices, because what they need is a bypass of your free will. And at first they will attempt to do it in the name of a legislative. They will at first attempt to do it in a name where it appears to be legal. At first they will attempt to do it in a way where it looks like the people chose this, and they'll call it a democracy. They'll call it a democracy. They say that, well, the people chose this and this is what the people want. When in reality, they will bypass all of that. They will bypass all free thought. They will bypass all free choice. And they themselves will impose this. And then they will have mass hysteria, because when they do launch a serious pathogen, a more deadly bioweapon, they know that people will be begging for this. You and I, the InfoWarriors, will resist. Put your faith in God. I'm going to go down with the ship, dude. I'm not going to die in fear. I'm not going to live in fear. You know what I'm saying? But they know through their fear hysteria and their propaganda, they've already tested, okay, the psyche of the public has been groomed post-2020. You understand that, right? The fear, the paranoia, the mass formation psychosis, the psyche of our world has already been primed and groomed for something worse. And they know that. And that was the beta test. And as this goes forward, as this continues to get more serious, as they start to launch more of their deadly biological pathogens, viruses, weapons against humanity, well, they know that they've psychologically primed millions of people on planet Earth to live in absolutely fear and hysteria and beg for a way out, beg for some kind of alleviance, beg for some kind of relief. Beg for some kind of savior. Beg for someone to come and help them and pull them out through fear, through manipulation. That is the tactic. That is exactly the tool of war that they use. The number one tool that this New World Order will use against free humanity is fear. Because it's effective. Because it works. And through people's fear and their phobia and their paranoia and their fear of death, ultimately. Their fear of death will be the number one way that they continue to control technology, the number one way they will continue to control the world of science, medical health, politics, government, education, everything. Have you ever stopped to think, why do they call everything a phobia? Why is everything Islamophobia? Why is everything homophobia? Why is everything xenophobia? Why is everything a phobia with these people? Because this satanic death cult effectively knows that operating through manipulating the psyche of the public in their conscience through fear and paranoia and the fear of death, the fear of dying, you can grab them and you can control them and get them to do anything you want. Sacrifice their freedoms. They'll sacrifice their freedoms if they believe they're going to die. They'll sacrifice their children if they believe that they're going to die. They'll sacrifice their world. They'll sacrifice their house. They'll sacrifice their state. They'll sacrifice their country. They will sacrifice everything if you bring them on the verge of death. That fear will grab them by the balls and control them forever. I'll let them do that to you guys. Stay base.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.